This is Bob Larson with your MarketLine report for Tuesday, June 26. Well, the grain market will be looking for a Tuesday turnaround after a down Monday. From the floor of the CME in Chicago, here's Virginia McGathy.
Wheat really gapped lower today. That bearish sentiment is just triggering a lot of selling. Traders are all but giving up on wheat for a while there. The worries about the quality from the winter wheat is just countered by the spring wheat crop improvement. So we've got that, but that brought in a new wave of selling. And there is a lot more volatility in the wheat, even though it opened and it really dropped all the way down to 487 for the September contract, rallied all the way back to maybe halfway back to be only down maybe 8 or 9 cents, but started to slip again along with the soybeans and the corn. So we're going to watch that closely.
Chicago July wheat prices closed yesterday down 14 and a quarter at 477. July corn was down 6 3/4 at 349 and a half. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for June ended the day unchanged, ranging from 590 to 6 even. Hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein prices for June were down 19, ranging from 594 and 3/4 to 619 and 3/4. The NS wheat with 14% protein prices for June were down 9.5, ranging from 674 and a half to 689 and a half. Live cattle for June were down 230 at 106.35. August feeder cattle were down 342 and a half to 145.92 and a half. And June class 3 milk was down 4 cents at 1521.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your MarketLine Report.